Media elites repeatedly claimed Joe Biden would not pardon Son Hunter. By Wendell Hasebo on December 3, 2024. Elites in the establishment media often regurgitated President Joe Biden's repeated lie that he would not pardon his son Hunter Biden, even while he reportedly planned to do so. The media's willingness to take Joe Biden's vow at face value indicates why establishment media are not trusted and are often in financial straits. While Joe Biden claimed he would not pardon Hunter, media elites praised the president. They emphasized Biden's alleged respect for the judicial process. They highlighted a false contrast to President-elect Donald Trump's actions, which they claimed undermined institutional integrity. They underscored Biden's purported adherence to democratic principles and the rule of law. Joe Biden, however, pardoned Hunter, leaving the media with egg on their faces. The New York Times reported Tuesday. Biden had been privately grappling with the decision to pardon his son since shortly after Hunter Biden was convicted on federal gun charges in June, according to several people familiar with his thinking. Despite publicly vowing that he would not interfere with a judicial system that had found his son guilty. The media elites who willingly endorsed Joe Biden's repeated lie, as seen in the video below, include MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski, CNN's Abby Phillip, CNN's Caitlin Collins, Democrat strategist Laura Fink, CNN's Esti Cupp, MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle, MSNBC's Andrew Weissman, MSNBC's Joy Reid, commentator Neil Cotyill, author Chris Whipple, CNN's Jim Acosta, Democrat strategist Jamal Simmons, author Evan Osnos, MSNBC's Katie Tour, NBC's Chuck Todd. It is not the first time the media have pushed a hoax. For years, they have pushed false narratives, such as that Hunter Biden's laptop story was disinformation, Russian collusion, the source of the 2020 pandemic, the January 6th investigation, and numerous other hoaxes. The media's false reporting has come at a cost. Time magazine, The Washington Post and The Los Angeles Times, owned by Mark Benioff, Jeff Bezos and Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, are still losing money, The New York Times whined in January. Trust among Americans in the establishment media to report current events fully, accurately and fairly plummeted to a record low in 2024, Gallup polling found in October. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.